Hello everyone, I'm Brophy1322 and welcome to episode 7 of the Choking Hazard podcast with my co-host Sugarfree Nos and RDT33.
Hello.
We've got an interesting episode this week. We're going to be talking about a little bit about gun running, a little bit about schedule changes for the podcast itself, and anything else that we can think of for the rest of the podcast. Really, this is one of you would think it's been
it's
2 weeks.
One.
It's been 2 weeks since the previous podcast.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
You would think that.
Oh, what a scumbag!
I forgot to turn off the sounds.
Yeah,
as well.
I knew you did. I thought. Damn. Netrex just subscribed for 10 months in a row. If this was a pregnancy, it would be 1 month old now. Thanks for the sub, Netrex. Appreciate it.
All right, we turned them off. They've gone now. Damn it. As
Good
always,
job.
I'll read out the subs and stuff at the end. Oh, man, it's going to be one of those Yeah, you would think after...
Yeah,
it's been 2 weeks
choked.
Since the previous
already,
episode.
God.
You would think that we would have come
outrageous.
Up with things to say. We would have... We've had no... We've been too busy with other things. That's what we've been doing. Let's put
well,
it down
I
to that.
I mean, I haven't been busy with anything. I don't do anything.
Well, come on. Busy. You should have been putting all together all the...
I'm a co-host. I'm not...
I haven't been doing anything.
I just say outrageous stuff for humor. That's my role here.
So basically what you're saying is it's all down to me, and because of that, we are always going to have issues every single week and not going to have
We're just co-hosts, man.
It's the Choking Hazard podcast, baby. That's what it's about.
You know, you're our pilot, and we help you guide and everything, but
yeah,
in
well,
the
I'm
end,
like,
you're flying the plane, baby.
On this plane. On this plane. Like,
no guest this week. No guest, no.
Who needs a guest? God.
Well, clearly they do. Clearly we need a guest if the way that they're
talking.
We'll
get a guest soon. I've got some good guests.
The chat are the guests. We are the guests. I agree. The chat are the guests. We have hundreds of guests every single week.
About 200.
Hundreds
of
thousands
of guests. Tell us about your new area, your new digs. What's going on? Why are you in a different place? Where's the whiteboard? More to the point.
Okay. Well, I'm no longer in the slums of Philadelphia. I'm back in my comfy Jersey Shore home, and I need, I can't just go out and buy whiteboards. I don't have whiteboard money, people.
You don't have whiteboard
You don't have
money.
Whiteboard
that's...
money. How much
I don't
does
have
a whiteboard
that kind of money,
cost?
Okay? I can't just
that's
be
some
shelling
poverty
out.
Right there.
Can't be shelling out dollars for whiteboards. What do you think this is,
right
in elementary school?
I don't know
school?
How much a whiteboard costs on Amazon right now. I'm looking it up.
Like, at least $100,000.
£19 for one that's almost a meter in length.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't
know.
It's
not bad.
You can get one for £10. You can get one for £7.60. Don't give me this nonsense. The people want a whiteboard.
What's more important, the Apple Juice Minute or the whiteboard?
Both.
Us. Both. Yeah, you can afford both.
I don't know, man.
What's that in relevant currency? Yeah, what's that? What's £19 in currency that actually has value? I have no idea.
Oh, you poor guys over there.
I know. Don't
over
talk.
There
not, the
money.
One. There's many things that I've learned about doing YouTube and Twitch streaming and all that kind of stuff. But two main important things are: never talk about religion and never talk about politics. Just stay completely clear of it. And everything
and
will be fine.
Just go around it. That's what you need to do.
So I think we'll start off. We are going to talk a little bit about gun running and what our thoughts of gun running are going to be, our expectations, our hopes. But let's talk a little bit about the schedule changes that we're going to be having to the podcast.
The hell's a schedule?
Oh, no. I don't know.
I swear. I'm not... I can't say schedule. That just sounds ridiculous.
Well, you just did, so...
Well, I can,
checkmate.
But I'm not. the podcast, it's been 2 weeks since we had the last episode of the podcast, and that was because...
It's been long 2 weeks.
It has been long 2 weeks. Yeah, it's felt longer than what 2 weeks normally feels like, I guess.
Yeah, I've been nothing without this podcast.
Oh, yeah, really? I've been nothing. Last Friday, I didn't know what to do with myself. I just sat here.
Okay. Yeah, Nas and I were in a Skype chat pretending to do a podcast. That's how weak we became without it.
I feel quite bad now that I wasn't around to be able to do the podcast. Like,
You should feel bad. You should.
So yeah, I wasn't around last Friday to do the podcast, so that's why it's been 2 weeks since the last one. And since I'm going to Sweden next week on Wednesday, and we're going to be there for 5 weeks, the plan is to continue the 2 weeks between podcasts whilst I'm in Sweden. We're going to see how it goes.
This is the part where you get triggered, all right? Yeah. Only one podcast per 2 weeks. Everybody better just
everyone's going to be fine.
Panic.
There was a comment.
Location, new chair, no whiteboard.
New schedule. Schedule.
To the next podcast.
New schedule.
Schedule.
Thing is, though, that there's a comment on the previous episode of the podcast that said...
A singular comment.
Yeah, one
comment
guy.
Out of
but he made sense. And he said the things that I've been thinking when I put it to you guys a few weeks ago as well, that, you know, a weekly podcast, we haven't thought up of anything to talk about in 2 weeks. You know, whilst the podcast's still young, it's quite easy to do a podcast every week. But, you know, when we're like 50 episodes down the road... Is just stick to gameplay.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy who made a comment about Nas being inbred, he had somewhat of a point, but like, yeah.
it's classic confirmation bias here from Bro. You know? He was looking for a reason to space this schedule out. All right, so see, here's how it goes. Now it's gonna be every 2 weeks, and then maybe we'll do it once a month, and then maybe once every couple months, and then we fade into non-existence, and the podcast dies. That's the future plan.
That's not how it's going to be. Take suggestions on topics. I actually like that idea. That's not what it's going to be. It's
of course not.
God. Listen, whilst I'm in Sweden, we're going to do it once every 2 weeks, because that means that whilst I'm away, just the way that the scheduling is working out, we'll be doing only two podcasts in the 5 weeks that I'm away. Because there'll be one podcast either side of those 5 weeks. So it just works out. So I'll be doing two podcasts whilst I'm away instead of five, which is a lot easier considering I'll be in Sweden and doing other things as well. So we're gonna just do it as a trial initially whilst I'm away. And then if we will come back, and if we decide that 2 weeks is too long between each episode, we'll go back to the weekly. But we're just gonna see how it goes, all right? We're just gonna see how it goes.
It's going to go downhill. That's the direction it's going.
What you know what? We're going to get...
Whatever you want, bruv.
We're going to get...
You're the host.
Like, double the views that we got on every single episode. You know, people will be... You know, once every 2 weeks, people think, oh, I've got to watch this episode because it's going to be another 2 weeks before we see the next one. And more people are going to watch. And it's going to be great for the podcast. That's what's going to happen.
Because that's how it works.
I'll have more time to play different games on a Friday.
See, Blade knows what's going on. He knows.
Once he gets back, MCC starts up, and he's not going to want to do any podcasts on the weeks when the races are on, so it's going to stay like that until the MCC is done, and then he'll want to move it to monthly.
That's how it's going to work.
It's not. The MCC is completely independent of the podcast and the Friday streams at the minute.
Okay.
Yeah, for now.
At the minute. Actually, how does that work out? No, I think that doesn't work out. If it was... Based on the dates, the first podcast back is going to be the 21st, and that's the first MCC round. So it would be a podcast on every MCC round. So
Are all three of us in MCC? RDT?
I don't think that's been determined yet.
Well, it hasn't been. It hasn't been.
Well, have you signed?
Signed up for it?
I did sign up for it. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's be honest. It's going to be rigged. We'll be in. Don't worry.
GT3. I'm hoping to get a GT3 spot. That's
GT3.
Well,
but we're all GT2. We're all GT2 masters, though. You're gonna break.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of good people out there. You know.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Yeah, MCC,
just trying to do what's best for my team.
MCC organization is in full swing. You know, we've had almost 200 signups at the minute. And this weekend we've got the makeup events. So if people haven't
I'll be in the one on PC. Should be a lot of fun. If anybody, tomorrow, 8 p.m. UTC.
Yeah, if anybody hasn't done an event in 2017, which is required to be part of the MCC this season, you know, this is the weekend to do it and then sign up. So we'll probably get over the 200 sign-up mark, I think, but after that's all been done. I'm looking forward to it. I'm feeling a lot less stress and pressure than I did for season 3.
Yeah, I'm just going to get hammered. If I'm in it, I'm just going
to drive. I can't wait to see that.
You can believe that.
Talk about some lap traffic issues. I got RDT going all over the place on the track.
Pit every other lap.
Blade said, I really think it should be opposite weeks to MCC, so you can do a last week recap segment. See, the every 2 week thing is already becoming a thing. See, Blade is even putting a support in for it. That's official. That's official support from Blade of the 2 weeks.
There's one guy said that he agrees with Bruffy.
Confirmation bias.
Well,
we got 40 people saying we want it every week, and we got one man who says it might be a good idea, and you're going to go with that one man.
Absolutely, because he agrees with me.
Absolute nonsense.
MCC4 is the sign-ups are open. They're all on the forums. All the information's on there. I'm not doing any videos until after sign-ups are closed, because anybody who doesn't know about the MCC at this point and know how to sign up is not going to get in anyway. So
yeah,
the secondary championship is there, but I'm definitely not going to be
paying chances.
I'm not participating on all three in all three platforms again. I'll put that out there.
Spectating.
I'm going to spectate. The plan is at the minute, I think I'm going to spectate the Xbox One and PC.
You little.
We should have enough streamer scums on PC to do kind of a stream thing, like you wanted to do when your power supply didn't work 2 years ago. So
that would be good actually. That would be interesting. Well, PS4 is my main platform. This is I've raced on PS4 all the seasons. We just did Xbox One and PC last season to give it a go and showcase all the different GTs, but now we got to just focus, you know, focus on
Xbox 360 is your main platform.
That's true. Xbox 360 is the main. Yeah.
That's the OG platform.
That's if I even race on PS4. I might decide that I'm not going to race at all and just spectate on all of them. I really don't know yet. But if I do race, I would only be racing on PS4.
You're just going to skip out on PC shenanigans?
No, I'm going to be there. That's what I mean. I'm going to be spectating all the races. I'm still going to be there. But
it's just not the same.
It is the same. The pre-lobby is exactly the same. There's literally no difference.
I don't know, man.
I'm not racing on all three platforms again. Don't even try. It's not happening. I was dead at the end of last season.
Yeah.
There's no way I can do that to myself again. Alright, I didn't do PS4 in season one. Okay, fine. I didn't do PS4 in season one. I did both platforms in season one. That was tough.
Yeah, he did. I remember.
Did you do PS3?
I did PS3
as well.
That was
season one.
I won the championship on PS3. The GT2
watching those videos. Those were great. Old Bruffy was great.
Old Bruffy was great. Young Bruffy, new Bruffy is just terrible.
I feel like I'm giving you too much shit this week.
He's got better audio quality, but he's, you know.
MCC Season 1, go back and watch it. Get some nostalgia. Go back, watch MCC Season 1 playlist. It's stuff like
that,
isn't it?
Race, that one.
It's stuff like that, why new Bruffy is terrible. Old Bruffy would never have promoted his videos like that.
No, he would not.
Okay, fine. Okay, I agree.
Next, we're gonna have 1,000 ads on 10-minute in 1 second videos.
No, that's never gonna happen. Let's talk about gun running a little bit then, since we're talking about GTA.
So everyone watching this on YouTube, it'll probably already be out by the time you watch this, unless you watched on Monday. So all of our speculation is irrelevant.
Yeah, if anybody doesn't watch this immediately when it goes up on Monday, then.
This is all
show is immediately irrelevant. You should just turn it off.
No, I don't think. I was thinking about this. I don't think it is
speculation alert.
Because, like, you know, we have our expectations, and then people watching afterwards, listening afterwards, also because we have the audio only version. Now
the audio
well.
Version of the podcast. Yeah. Go upvote us on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
How are we doing on downloads over there? By the way,
Can we get an update on that real quick before we change topics?
All right. Yeah, have a look. Google Play. We're not on the Google Play Store. I don't think actually. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how. I need to look into doing that. We're on iTunes, and then we got the RSS feed to be put into any other thing.
Look at our fucking producer out there in the chat, just bad mouthing what we're about to do. Come on, Hammer. What are you doing?
Shut up, Google boy.
We've had. That's not too bad. Top 10 episodes. We've only got 6. So 75 downloads on the latest episode, number 6.
Oh.
62
on episode 4, 60 on episode 3, The least downloaded is episode 2 and episode 1 with 37 and 39 downloads.
Making so much money.
Still can't afford the whiteboard, though.
But I mean that's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with that.
That sounds okay.
When you consider that it's primarily a video podcast, and most people watch either watching on Twitch or watch the video upload on Monday.
And then there's those 5 guys in their cars right now listening to it on their way to work.
Thank you. I'm pretty impressed that we're getting some. We're a proper podcast now. We got some audio downloads.
Well, we won't be a proper podcast.
We'll never be a proper podcast. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Here.
Yeah, we need sponsors before we're a proper podcast, but we're never ever actually going to be a proper podcast.
No,
there's no way.
Not ever.
So
gun running.
So yeah, I was going to say like it's not necessarily a bad thing because people who've played Gun Running and know all about it can listen to this back or listen to it for a first time and think, wow, they were so far off, or they were bang on with their predictions, and they expected all this good stuff, and really it's absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it's absolutely trash. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, you think? Go on then, start us off. You can rant.
I don't have high expectations. I mean, the bunk, like, it really depends on how far they go with it. Like, if this bunker is an expansive complex and not the size of, you know, a Jersey apartment or whatever, you know, maybe it'll be good.
This is a full house, by the way. Not like the 90s sitcoms.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Bob Saget's not going to come out of nowhere.
If it's the size of an apartment, it's going to be pretty bad. You know, it really depends on what all you can do. The mobile operations center looks pretty cool because it might actually have a use for us. If it's like a rolling Benny's Customs, that'd be sweet for car meets and stuff. I've got to say, because it showed that one clip of you pulling a vehicle in. If you can do any vehicle in there, that's going to be pretty sweet, in my opinion. If not, if it's just for the special vehicles, meh. I'm really interested to see what they do with the missions as well. If the missions are going to be kind of expansive mini heists, or if they're going to be go here, get this box, come back again for the... this would be the third DLC they use that strategy. So
yeah, the third variation of the original. So it's like the fourth.
Go here, get this box, bring it back. Yeah,
I want a fucking flying motorcycle. That's all I want. That looks wicked. I need that.
I'm looking forward to the truck, the customizable big rig. I think that's going to be pretty sweet if we can proper upgrade it. I can't wait to combine the DLCs too. Pull the mobile command center with the Phantom Wedge. That's going to be pretty sick looking.
That's like my catchphrase. This one.
Very intrigued in how it's going to be. It could be that what Blades just said. Some cool shit I'll use once or twice, then never touch again. But haven't all the DLCs been like that? So I mean, for me. It's not really much.
Not the one with the good cars, I'd say.
Yeah, there's not really much in there racing related, I guess. But it does depend on how big it's going to be. If it's going to be just another ripoff of the CEO stuff, like all the other DLCs are that we've been, then it's just it's just a few extra vehicles that you can do some other fun stuff with. Special vehicles, just like the current ones, and then that's going to be it. But if it is a bit more expanded, then yeah, mini heist missions with using the vehicles and things like that'd be a lot of fun. Because I think that one of the things that people have wanted for a long time is more heists, new heists. I would like to see. Don't even necessarily have to be heists, but the heist style
the scale
of missions. Just cooperative missions where you can do stuff together and reach a common goal and get money from it and use these vehicles that we're getting. Because it feels like a lot of the vehicles that we get in the game, they just have no use. Like, when do you ever use these vehicles other than just messing around in a rocket Voltic or something? And I feel like the map is getting too small for all the stuff that we've got in it. It needs a map expansion. It needs something extra added to it beyond just everything else in Los Santos all the time.
Can we talk about the trailer for a minute? Let's talk about the trailer for Gun Running. Everyone has been impressed except me, apparently. I don't really see why it was that impressive.
I thought it was awesome.
I was kind of middling. I saw good bits.
Yeah, I'm somewhere in the I mean, it was good production quality, but I mean, it didn't show us anything we didn't already know from the post, and I don't know, really showed off the vehicles more than anything.
I don't know. I watched GTA Men's breakdown of the trailer, and he did a really good job.
I watched GTA Series' breakdown.
He did a pretty good job at looking at the different screenshots and whatnot, screen grabs. I thought that was one of the best trailers since the online trailer. The online trailer came out.
The original one. We need to go back and watch that at some point and see how much things changed.
Yeah, because that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just the... what's his name? Agent what? Something.
17, I think.
Whatever,
14. I think it's 14.
He's a great character.
I love it. He is the best character in GTA Online by far.
Yeah.
I mean, when compared to all of the other shells of characters in GTA Online, I mean, it's not saying much, but I really do like
it. Said it again and again. You gotta touch that laptop in the clubhouse. Shut up! I don't want to touch the laptop in the clubhouse, all right? Malk, get out of here.
I like Agent 14. He is a good
Agent
character.
Agent 14, that's his name. Okay. Yeah, I think him doing the narration and like all that was the voice work was the best part of that. And it kind of just gave me a feeling like, this is substantial. This is important. I like this.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, scene and then black screen with text on and then another scene and then black screen with text
on. Which one of the songs from the game.
Yeah, from the lab, because that's the only new music they have.
You know? Yeah. Like, come on. All right, Tiny Racers, get out of here. No one cares.
I mean, yeah, it does look impressive. I thought the vehicles and the new stuff that was shown in the trailer was impressive. You know, the big truck and the half track thing and all this kind of stuff. It does look pretty fun and just from a perspective of the actual vehicles, they are different. They're brand new. They're not just another reskin of a baller. For example, you know, it's actually some new, fresh vehicles.
Yeah, but it's just what
we're going to be able to do with it. That's the question.
Yeah, well, it takes the game in a direction of more militarization, which, I mean, I don't really like anyway.
We definitely don't need
I've got to say.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mode is just, it's not fun. It's not fun. Because there's always that guy in the Hydra. There's always that guy in the tank. There's always the one in the armored Kuruma. You know, like, it's...
Yeah, what is the game turning into when you think of what GTA was when it started and what it is kind of meant to be about and the single player and all that kind of stuff. Now, it's kind of ridiculous that the things that you can access in GTA Online are just insane. And does it take away from the theme of the game itself?
I believe it does.
I think so. It feels like it's a more... militaristic game than anything else.
Yeah.
To me, anyway.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a literal APC, an anti-air APC in the game now. So, I mean, at least that'll, you know, take care of the Hydra.
Amphibious APC.
Of course.
Not a reskin of a baller, a reskin of a June buggy. I mean, that's fair. They are reskinned cars, I suppose. But
it's always a reskin.
They've got something new on them, at least. But... I don't. It's the same thing. Like it's always based on what you actually can do with the stuff. Like the reason that heists, for example, was probably one of the best DLC updates that we had to GTA, even though there weren't all these extravagant vehicles, because it gave us something new and fresh to do that was pretty interesting and involved. Heists are still interesting to me. It's been a while since I've played them, but. And I could quite happily load up a heist every now and then and enjoy it again. So it's having stuff to do with the things that they give us, whereas it seems like the DLCs recently have been very much a case of there's a lot of stuff, but we're not going to actually do anything structured for you to do. Just take a box and take it back and then get blown up by some guy in a Hydra on the way and then lose all the money anyway.
Yeah, so, it all comes down to these missions. It's all going to come down to the quality of these missions, how you produce and how you supply and how you manufacture and whatnot the guns. That it's all going to come down to that. If it's going to get in a box coming back, terrible DLC. If it's a multi-stage type deal, like you know some of the better contact missions out there, like on level of that quality, like the Los Santos Connection, I think that's the mission. It's been a long time. you know, you got to go to multiple places and do multiple things and you know, do a lot of stuff, then it'll be interesting. But, you know, if it's on par with Bikers and CEO, it's not going to be very fun.
Yeah, I'm going to be super interested to see how they go with the pricing of everything.
Oh, yeah, that's I'm prepared to lose all my money as well.
Because
this will be the last DLC for me.
It's going to test Sarch's little theory when he said, oh, I wouldn't spend $1 million on a gun, but...
Now, that's something we could talk about. Noss is only 4 foot nine. Shut up, Blade. All right. Look, I'm well past the level where I don't need a booster seat anymore, okay? I'm not very tall, but I'm not 4 foot nine.
That's the guns are getting customizable.
I will really love this DLC if I could take the marksman rifle and take the scope off of it. If I could do that, I'm very happy. Because I've always wanted a semi-automatic rifle in the game. And I got one, and it had a scope on it, and I hate the scope mechanics in GTA. So if I can get a semi-automatic rifle, I'll be happy.
If it turned into a semi-automatic rifle, it would seem a lot less noobish, because people don't like when people are just using that.
I guess you can't hold the trigger down for it, can you? The fire rate's just
I don't think you can hold it down, but it's still like when you're going snipers, it's...
Yeah, well, when you're totally in scope, you move at the speed of, like, a cheetah. You're just going side to side. It's, PvP is stupid anyway, but when, you know, fighting NPCs, I really want a semi-automatic rifle.
Semi-automatic.
I was going to say something then, and I've completely lost it. Damn it. I've choked it. I mean, I've lived up to the name of the podcast.
Rockstar's been working its way down when it comes to the price of things. And when we were talking about this with Sarsh, it was
episode 3, by the way. Go back and watch episode.
Yeah, that was episode 3. We were talking about how they might have found a sweet spot of how many shark cards they can sell for a certain price. If you go to X80 proto levels, you're probably not gonna people aren't gonna spend $10 or $100.
That underground bunker has to be expensive though. Can we just get prepared to pay $5 million for that?
Don't know though.
It's going to be weird.
If a high rise office is like $3 million, come on now. Like this underground bunker is going to be expensive.
But I mean, you have to be a CEO to be able to get the bunker. So it could be like the vehicle warehouse where part of that cost is within the. Oh yeah, you can do it with a VIP, right?
I think you'd be a biker too. I don't think you need.
Or a biker. Yeah, and the biker clubhouses are cheap.
Yeah, it's interesting how they're going to do it. How they're going to do that. I don't know. I mean, I don't think we're going to see anything on the yacht level of money again. I think that is too
that was
much,
absurd.
To be honest. I don't think they're going to be that much, but it's going
to
be...
I hope to God not, please.
Yeah, I know.
I love my money. Don't take my money. Don't take it all, please.
Nah, so you're not hurting for cash in this game, right?
I will be after this DLC, absolutely.
How much do you have in your virtual bank account right now?
I've got 20 million. I got sirens behind me. I have 20 million on hand, and I think I have like 50 million in completely legitimate Tyruses. So, you know.
I was thinking. I don't know whether to sort of just buy up everything on PC.
And then choose what I actually want
for PS4. So I'm not just wasting all my money.
That's a pretty legitimate strategy.
Yeah. Since I'm not really bothered about my PC account or money at this point, since that's gone the way of.
Yeah, you bought a really big shark card.
I bought a really big shark. Did you see that during that stream? There was one stream where I got given money on the stream as well. It's ridiculous. The PC modding. I joined a public lobby just after a race, accidentally, and I was given $7 million in the space of 30 seconds before I could get out of it.
That's quality.
It's ridiculous. But yeah, I think I'll probably just do an initial stream on the Tuesday of buying everything on PC and then we'll see what I need to actually buy on PS4, where my shark card money has gone.
You're going to get up early in the morning to do it, like right when it releases on PC.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be early for him.
I was thinking of doing the same. Maybe we could do a little
I've just thought, though, doesn't PS4 get the update before PC does? so I might just...
They do, but it's not really useful if you can't buy anything, right?
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. not any shark cars. Shark tyruses.
I mean, what time does the update usually drop?
5 Eastern, usually.
Yeah, so that's not early for... What the fuck are you talking about? It's like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like,
I've got to get up early then.
Yeah, you got to get up at 4.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Are we going to be having a Choking Hazard Extra podcast on Tuesday?
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Maybe. No, we're just get us all three together for checking out this DLC.
We'll see how it goes. To me, it all depends on what they actually do with it. If you can actually do anything with the vehicles that we're going to get. I don't know whether... Because I think the previous DLC with the vehicle import and export and things like that, the missions that we got from that were actually quite... Some of them were really good. Some of them weren't. But if they were to do more of that, but better and more involved, sort of something in between those missions, the Rocket Vaulting one was terrible, but you know the Ruiner 2000 mission was really good. I thought the first mission was quite interesting. It was, you know, a bit of fun. But if they were to do something in between that and heists for this one, I think that would be a nice sweet spot for something that would keep me entertained and feel like this DLC is a particularly good one. If it's just more of the same stuff that we've seen, meh.
Yeah, well, and you get into the kind of the quality versus quantity thing, too. Like, do you want, you know, 10 really good missions, or do you want, you know, 40 different scenarios? Because I think you can really only have one. Yeah. So, you know, really depends on what they go for.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll see.
More heists, that's what we want. Rockstar, give us more heists, that'd be more fun.
More life.
That's what we want. We want heists. We want another 5 heists where all of the setup missions and all of the heists have something where you're using all of these brand new vehicles. Not just the vehicles that we get from the gun running, but also the special vehicles and, you know, special things that we've had previously. That's what we need. Man, yeah, the things we could have for GTA Online if we had our way. We would have San Fierro, Las Venturas, Liberty City by now.
Yeah, Las Venturas, that'd be nice. You didn't say that the Rocket Vault is boring. You said that the vehicle mission was boring, right?
Yeah, the Rocket Vault.
Yeah, I didn't say that. You did not need a Rocket Vault for that mission.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the Rocket Vault at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no... Yeah, I like the Rocket Vault. I don't like the mission.
Yeah.
Shit
mission. Terrible
mission. So, I mean, I guess in 2 weeks' time, we'll be able to actually discuss gun running.
Yeah, retrospective.
Yeah, and see how accurate we were what we made of it. So, what else can we talk about? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, boy.
What else do we want to talk about? What, are you crazy? God, you're going to put this on us?
A Heist 2 update is as likely as Classes being fixed. This is true.
I think
there's so many things that we would like from GTA now that are a complete lost cause, and we're not going to get anything from it, that we just got to hope that we get something for GTA 6 as online offering. We got to hope that all these things that we want and all these things that we're suggesting make their way into the next game.
Yeah, so why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, Sweden trip. Let's talk about that.
How about you talk about the great nation of Sweden.
Well,
Sweden.
I mean, well,
you gonna eat a lot of horse while you're over there?
What do you want to know about Sweden? Horse.
How are their meatballs? You know, like how's it gonna go? How's it gonna be? What are you doing there?
I've had homemade Swedish meatballs. They were really nice, actually.
Is this business? Is it business or is it pleasure?
It's I'll be working whilst I'm there, but it's
a little both.
You know, since Zexy's parents are still in Sweden, we're going over to visit them and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
We're
They're still in Sweden.
Yeah, they're still in Sweden. Yeah, they're Swedish.
So I would have thought by Sweden. Now they would have made it out. You just took her from them.
Yeah, at least you have the heart to bring her back every once in a while.
Yeah, that's yeah, it. Right. Yeah, I just stole her from her country.
Do her parents like you?
They do, I think. I hope.
And they speak.
Well, I think they do. No, they do. They do. I'm a nice guy. I try to be nice.
Nice
no, we're also going to DreamHack though, which is a gaming convention.
It's like Insomnia, but for Swedish people.
It's Insomnia, but better.
What's with all these like DreamHack, Insomnia? Like, I can't sleep at night. 67. Why
we're up on not playing video games because we're losers and we don't have a life. That's the best
makes sense,
point.
Actually,
well, I mean, TwitchCon is going to be the last thing that we do. So we're kind of working our way up. Insomnia was relatively decently sized, but probably the smallest of the three. Then DreamHack is a pretty major thing, but not anywhere near on the level of TwitchCon. So we're gradually working our way up of the events this year. DreamHack is going to be interesting. I am going to be streaming from there. So,
yeah, but you can't do a podcast for some reason. Fuck us, right? Jeez. Yeah.
You're still upset. I mean, I'm still upset too, but at least I can control myself.
Ridiculous.
RDT's so tricky. Do you know what? I should have known because when I posted it in the Twitter chat that we have between us three, Noss said,
I didn't even
yeah,
respond.
Okay, just whatever, you know, whatever you need. And RDT said nothing. There was no response, and I should have known then that he wasn't happy with the every 2 weeks system. Well, it's only just chill out, all right?
It's only a trial
whilst I'm in Sweden. Yeah. It'll be back to every week if it doesn't work out very well. People don't like it. He's still not happy.
Whatever, man.
So we're going to Sweden. DreamHack's going to be the first part of that. And I'll be streaming on the Saturday and the Monday. So interesting stream days for me.
Your schedule is just completely screwed.
Yeah, my schedule is going to be completely out of whack for the next like 5 weeks. I will be able to stream from the PS4 as well. Yeah, so I should have some days where it's going to be the same. Certainly later on in the 5 weeks that I'm away. But yeah, the first 2 weeks or so of the streaming, the schedule is going to be. Oh, I'm just going to put a strike through on my schedule on the spreadsheet. I'm just going to strike through it and they'll be like, yeah, just I stream when I stream. Follow me on Twitter to be notified because I don't know when it's going to be.
That's some amateur streamer level stuff right there.
I know.
That's
no
some
schedule.
Proper amateur streamer stuff.
I mean, you know, this is you know, you got every even amateur streamers
See,
have a schedule
look, you
now.
You get success and quality goes down. It's that's how it works.
This is not true. Right? I'm trying my best. I mean,
I can feel it. As my viewer numbers go up, my quality goes down. I can feel it happening.
You should be fighting against that.
Nah.
Too much effort, though.
The viewer numbers keep climbing, and my effort keeps getting lower. It seems like a win-win to me. Less effort, more success. Sounds great.
His quality never got up. I mean, that's true.
Shut up, bald tire.
I'm trying to start a whole fund for myself. I'm trying to make a Chipotle and apple juice fund. How am I going to do that with two podcasts?
Yeah, once every 2 weeks.
A month?
Yeah.
You're still going on about that. You can't let that go.
I haven't been listening to you because I've just been
stewing
over here.
Oh, my God.
Oh man!
Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
Well, at least I know where you stand now. At least I know where you stand. Do you know what?
Yeah,
at the end of this trial, you're going to be like, "Yeah, I think once every 2 weeks works. I think that's fine. It'll be fine."
You say that now.
Yeah, that's what you're going to be like. You're going to be like that at the end of this trial.
My mom was calling me earlier, and I was trying to explain to her like how this podcast ended up
that's
being a thing.
Don't
and I was like. Well, you know, I play video games with this guy online. He's got a YouTube channel. And she's like, yeah, I don't really understand what you're saying. I was like, yeah, I don't understand how it happened either. It's fine.
Yeah, this is true. None of us understand a single morsel of what we're doing whatsoever. We don't have a clue. No. We just do things.
I'm lost. Very lost.
You look lost. Yeah, I mean, oh, this God. Is something that...
Excuse me.
What a professional co-host.
I'm just saying.
We're trying our best here to be as professional as we can within our amateurishness. And that just brings it down a whole couple of notches.
I'm just trying to bring this podcast where we're being a little bit too pretentious here. You know, I'm trying to bring this down to the level that we always have been and we always will be. So...
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, fair point. I mean, this is something that I've always done with YouTube. Like, I just make videos. I don't really expect anybody to watch or make videos thinking or keeping that in mind. I just make some videos and people happen to watch them. It was the same with the article. I didn't really feel any pressure of writing that. I forgot we could talk about the article.
There we go. Yeah.
For those who don't know, who didn't see the video, I wrote an article for PC Gamer about the fastest cars in GTA. But yeah, when I was writing that, I didn't feel any pressure of, I'm writing quite a big article. I just thought, well, I'm just going to write something about something that I know about, and if people like it, they like it. If not, they don't. And it turns out that people continue to like stuff, but...
Yeah, let's talk about that. Did they contact you?
They did. There was an editor there who contacted me and said, would you be interested in...
See, now that's impressive. That's where the impressiveness comes in.
Yeah.
You know, you're big enough and important enough for an editor of PC Gamer to contact you, not for you to just, like, let me write an article, please.
That's pretty cool. So that's... Do you ever think about who the most high-profile person that's ever seen your stuff is?
Summit 1G. Absolutely. I know that answer.
Well, that, I mean, yeah, but people at Rockstar have seen it.
There could be plenty of other people, you know.
I mean, I
think
doubt
Dan Houser's seen your shit.
What?
No. He can't see through all the money. He's got money everywhere.
He's been trying to shovel his way out of his safe, his vault filled with cash that just keeps getting thrown in.
That's something that I've thought about every now and then. Like, you never know.
It's like maybe Hugh Jackman saw this.
Who has seen it?
You've been on BBC Radio 1.
Not of my own choosing. They just took they freebooted me and just took my audio.
So Flo Antonio'd you. Jesus.
Scumbags.
Yeah. Not gonna lie, this is totally my face when I get my GTA content stolen. Mr. Boss for the win here. Whoops.
I don't know. It's interesting to think, you know, that original video, the GTA Fastest Cars, the OG version, it's got like 800, over 800,000 views. One of those views could have been from someone... famous, could have been from a racing driver, you know, a Formula One driver might have happened to open up GTA a little bit and wanted a quick knowledge on the fastest cars. I fully agree that is completely stretching it. It's completely stretching it to think that anybody of any importance ever has watched any of my videos. But you never know, that's the thing, you just never know. And like you say, for a PC gamer editor to
Ella Lentini.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that is a crisp meme.
You got noticed proposing to a girl online. So yeah, that's pretty good.
This is pre-Xerxy.
I guarantee she has not watched anything that I've done. She was just like, oh my god, who are these idiots who are contacting me? Yeah, it was all your fault. I didn't do anything.
that's your community, man. Yeah, it's got your back. True. We're all your wingman. I mean, it worked out in the end. Didn't it?
How did it
work
out?
Well, not this. Us being your wingman. That worked out in the end.
I'm looking at all the comments on your original Fastest Supercars video. I love how you still respond to them.
Well, even now. Well, it's because the way that YouTube works is like it just there's a comment section, and I just click the comment section and look through all the latest comments. But it has every single comment from all videos. So I just if there's something new, I just respond to it regardless of what video it is, really. But yeah, there are still some comments of on that original video every now and then. I can't believe people still watch it. That's true.
They see that it has 800,000 plus, almost 850,000 views. So,
it is pretty nice that actually an editor from PC Gamer. I was kind of shocked by how, because I didn't really know much about PC Gamer, the site, or anything about it, and I was kind of shocked by how sort of big it was and the Twitter followers that they have and things like that.
PC Gamer is very large.
Yeah, I didn't even realize. So it was nice, and I enjoyed doing it, but it was just nice to feel like I had something worthwhile for someone to contact me to write an article.
Now, did you see an influx of subscribers or Twitter followers or anything from that article?
No, not at all.
You didn't get any self-promotion out of that. All that was there was Adam Bruff at the top.
I mean, my YouTube channel was linked in the article, and the video was linked in there as well. He said that was okay for me to do that, and then I just did it where it was relevant in the article. I guess that was one of the things that the editor guy said originally to entice me to write the article in the first place. That was one of the first things he said. We can always call back to your channel if you want during the article. You never really see anything major in terms of subscriber numbers from things like that. It's the same with shoutouts when it comes to like big YouTubers shouting you out. It's actually, unless they do a significantly concerted effort to mention your name and make sure you're prominent in the description and easy to find, and they actively tell people, you know, go follow this guy or go see this particular video because this is the one that explains it all. You really don't get much from things like that. You get a lot less than I think people think. You know, when people with brand new YouTube channels and they all say, "Oh, can I have a shout out" or stuff like that. Even if they were to get one, the content isn't there in the first place for people to want to subscribe anyway. You know, it's kind of funny.
It's similar to how sports marketing works, where you would think because Mercedes-Benz sponsors the New Orleans Saints stadium for American football that they'd be getting something, but it actually doesn't have any positive effect other than their ability to put their name on the stadium.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just, you have your name out there, but no one gives a shit.
Yeah. Yeah, this is true. Someone said, Jay Castro said in the chat, "The only reason I know about you is from the shout out that Mr. Boss gave you in his X80 video." I can't remember that video in particular, but I know there was one time period, I think it was Cunning Stunts, when that came out, I got a huge influx of subscribers, more so than any other month. That was like the month where I got the biggest influx of subscribers.
I mean, the DLC was all about racing, so yeah, I mean, there's only one guy on YouTube that knows what he's talking about, so,
But I think during that, because they were all cars that were on the pace and the video got spread around a lot, the original, you know, the three supercars, obviously with them being so expensive as well, and then all of the other stuff that came around that, I did get quite a few shout outs from other YouTubers during that period, so that it's kind of, you need it to be happening all over the place. You can't just have one person shout you out about one particular thing. It's gotta all come together. You got multiple people saying your name. It's about a topic that people are interested in, because if a DLC comes out like gun running and there's maybe a sports car or something and that's the only thing, but it's way off the pace, then even if someone shouts you out but says that there's a sports car, it's way off the pace, you don't need to worry about it, the testing comes from this, from Bruffy1322, no one's going to care to actually click on it to find out more because they've got the information and it's not very good. Whereas Cunning Stunts had multiple vehicles that were all on the pace, people needed to know which were the quickest, so you get that all coming in all together. But from a normal day, you don't really get much from anything like that.
Yeah, it's got to be a big effort if you want to proper get on the coattails of somebody. I mean, I would know.
You would know. Riding the coattails of anyone you can.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean,
at least you're honest about it.
He's a professional.
That's always my policy is transparency to the detriment of myself. That will always be my policy.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
It's fair in life, too. It's not really what you know, it's who you know. So if Nas can use his connections to build a fan base...
I have no connections, but...
Well, I mean, they're still considered connections. You know, yeah, like a family member that knows somebody in a position of power is still a connection that you have. So...
Yeah, I hate that about the world.
You can use... It's just using your resources. Yeah. So...
That's exactly what someone without connections would say. But I hate that.
Yeah, this is true.
It's
all Blade's connections, really.
Yeah. Considering Blade's the one who got me in with Summit, I'll agree with him. Yeah. It's all Blade. Blade
BBC Gaming Show. Maybe I need to expand. You know, this article is one way, but maybe I need to expand into other things as well, like this BBC Gaming Show, whatever that is. I'll feature on TV about gaming. Yeah. I don't mind.
Big old television star, but
yeah, right. Well, I'm still going to be here. I'm still going to be here every Friday doing this podcast. Every other Friday, every 2 weeks, still going
to
be here doing
this. Yeah, I was about to call you out on that bullshit.
So, I mean, should we do the regular segments at this point?
We can move along to that.
I guess. What are we doing? Choke of the week.
Yeah, we can do Choke of the Week first, I think.
I totally forgot to watch these. So.
Before we do, if anybody has any questions that they want to ask us, you can do that in the Discord channel. Get on Discord. The Phone Bank channel is there if you are a regular subscriber or a Patreon supporter. It'll be there if you've linked your Twitch account to Discord. And you can get in there. MB Hammer will be in there to take your questions, and then you'll get put into our podcast room and you can ask us your question, and that's what we'll do after we've done the regular segments. Somebody, I just gotta say, I've gotta address this. Go on first.
What? I was gonna say, the question could be for anyone. It could be for myself, it can be for Bruff, it can be for all of us, it could be for RDT. I don't know what you'd ask him, but
you have a question.
You could ask him a question. So hop in the phone bank and MB Hammer will take care of it. Anyway, what were you gonna say?
The was a comment that got a lot of, you know, those little arrows in the chat that everyone just agrees with, up arrows, and it was about the rap battle, the 100k rap battle. We're coming up to 125k at this point, and I know there still isn't a 100k video yet, but you got to realize that there isn't a 100k video yet. That's a good thing. If there was a 100k video subscriber special, then there would be no rap battle. That's what you got to think, you know. If it's being worked on in the background, or I'm just making some time to be able to work through it and get it done, then that's good that there isn't a 100k video just yet.
I would love to know whether something was being made or not. You know, that would be. You know, I just think the people want to know if something's going to come or not. That's all that matters.
But I've already said that there's going to be a rap battle at 100k. I said it when I had less than 5,000 subscribers on that first Twitch.
Yeah,
I've stuck to it now. Yeah. Like, I didn't think it was ever going to happen, but now that I've said it, it kind of has to happen. So, you know, we're in June. For fuck's sake, you got the 100k in December.
They have a point, you know.
Yeah,
they've got a point.
If Half-Life 3 is confirmed at E3, then I'll know that I've done something wrong with how long this battle has taken. it's gonna come, all right. It's happening. There will be a video. Eventually, right. I'm not gonna say when though.
So what are we gonna move in to first?
Let's do the first choke of the week, which. Is the choke of the 2 weeks. Choke of the fortnight.
The choke of the fortnight.
Yeah. Okay. But we'll still call it the choke of the week because we don't want to trigger RDT too much. We'll let him
right
think that
the
it's still
a week. Podcast, choke of the week. Let's queue up the playlist and get this on the road.
All right, I am going to start to play them. start playing now. So we're in the
So first choke is from Apex Whiteout here on an airport track. A bit of elevation changes. You know, we're in first position in a commanding lead here.
Not many people in the race, though. Doesn't look around
in the FMJ. Yeah, not many people in the race. But that guy behind him is closer than he appears.
Yeah, that's five. What was that,
up
five?
A very nicely made incline there. Props to the track creator for that one. As we come into this circuit piece here and around this corner, trying our best to get around the finish line right ahead as we hit the apex of the corner.
Oh, no.
And off he goes.
I didn't actually watch these beforehand like we usually
what
do.
What a shot.
Oh, and he's ended up in second
and
as
in
well.
In the second. In the final turn, he hits that apex of the guard. And he goes down.
That's a rough one.
That's rough. That is rough. The final corner as well.
So the next choke of the week comes to us from Bloody Squirrels. It's a stunt track here. We've got some tubes and some speed-up strips, and we're in a Nero Custom. Best car to use for anything.
The best, as found out in the article.
As found out in the article.
Yeah.
As we come into the air, we are
big
high
jump.
In the air.
This is a big
jump. As we come on, this incline looks nice and smooth. He is still landing, and no, he is not.
Oh, that's not gone well at all.
No, it has not.
Not even slightly well.
What a shame.
That actually went entirely wrong.
Oh, wow.
What a
and
shame.
And in second, third, down
and
third.
And that's going to send him back into second position. Oh, and it is
where
third.
Did we need to start this one from? 6 minutes 30, was it?
6:25.
Yeah, 6:25. Okay. There we go. All right, Pacific Standard.
We are on Pacific board. Standard. As you can see, their take is 1.25 million. This is a
perfect
take.
Yeah,
perfect run
of
Pacific Standard. Plenty of time on the clock.
No cops.
They've done it. They've done it pretty much perfectly.
Yeah, this is a perfect run of Pacific Standard right here. They're probably wanting to buy a new supercar or something like that. And here we go.
I'm interested to see where this goes.
Oh, my
and
God. No
we found
way.
Guys, no. keep watching this one. Keep watching this one till the end.
All right, okay. We'll keep watching till the end. Well, all the way to the end.
Yep.
Oh, this is...
Okay, you know, there.
What a shame. We've beached it, boys. We've beached it.
How'd
Let's
you manage to do that?
Everybody push. 3, 2, 1, push.
Yeah, this isn't working.
This has not gone well. This has not gone well for the heist.
They've not even got the timer anymore, so like this is the point where they're just trying to think what they could possibly do to salvage this. That is
it's a very shiny boat.
And unfortunately there is no way that it will happen.
That is a shiny boat. Looks chrome on the bottom. Yeah, that's bad.
That's how you do it. Beat the shit out of that boat. One guy doesn't even give a shit.
Oh, there it goes.
Look at that.
Spontaneous combustion.
I don't know why they're running away from it. It's not as if it matters at this point.
Oh,
that's rough.
Well, Paint Magnet just accepts his fate.
Yeah.
Which I admire him for.
That's noble.
Why not swim? You can't swim. You must be in the dinghy.
Yeah.
So let's keep watching until the end.
Actually, I feel like
I think that was the end, right, Hammer?
That has to be the end.
Yeah, that was the end.
Yeah. Okay.
let's.
I'll play through
what
them all again. Number one, number two, and number three. FMJ with Apex Whiteout. The Nero Custom with who was it in the second one?
Bloody Squirrels.
Bloody Squirrels or the Pacific Standard fail. Paint Magnet. Vote 1, 2, or 3 in the chat.
So, yeah. Click
those who are listening to this, you should just go to about 55 minutes into the podcast on YouTube, and you'll be able to see these chokes for yourself if you're a listener rather than a viewer.
Don't do that while you're driving to work, though.
That's true. But there are also handy timestamp links in the description. Every single week we have those.
And every single week, RDT has to remind people in the comments.
Yes, this is true. This is
I didn't last episode. I only did that one episode, actually. So,
okay.
Fake news, Nas.
Fake news.
Don't talk to me about fake news.
I mean, we got to decide which ones are our favorites.
Well, we're going to do that after
we'll wait until
why do we have this discussion every single week?
Because we always forget we're choking.
Hammer tells us that the voting is done, and then we decide. And they tell
us. Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying that we need. Whoa, what have I done? Oh, I skipped it accidentally. Sorry.
God.
Well, people saw the second choke anyway. We saw that again.
Yeah, it's quite close this week, guys. So I'm just gonna.
Really?
We've
had some good chokes this week, or some bad chokes, however you want to look at it. It's been a good selection, very close.
Yeah, good selection. Good selection of chokes. And also, if anybody wants to submit your own chokes, the link to do that is in the description of the YouTube video or the show notes. If you're listening to this. See, we're professional, but more of a professional podcast each time.
There you go! Exclamation your chokes in the chat. If you're watching it live, you can submit your choke there,
and it gets reset every single 2 weeks, every single fortnight. At this point, so if you submitted a choke that didn't feature in the top three, you're welcome to resubmit that again, and maybe it will feature, but.
So I think we've got ourselves a winner, boys.
Okay.
If you want to go ahead and make your decisions.
Nas. You first. What? No, I'm calling him out.
You're calling me out first?
What? Yeah, you get to decide first.
I think the second one is better than the first one because there's more people in the second one. And it's for me, nonsense. It's choosing between the second and the third, and I think I'm going to give it. My vote would go to the second choke. I think that's the better
one. You cut out there. I couldn't hear words.
The second one is my choice. Number two.
Okay. I choose the first one. And RDT, what do you choose?
Wow, because I choose the third one.
Oh, wow. You like the Pacific Standard.
Oh
man.
Well, I'm gonna try and build the hype a little bit here. In third place, with 19% of the votes, we have Bloody Squirrels, choke number two.
I was in the minority there. Okay.
In second place, with 33% of the vote, we've got choke number one with 8%.
So Pacific Standard's gonna be bringing it home.
47% of the vote.
We're here, boys.
Joke three, our winner of the week is Mr. Paint Magnet.
Paint Magnet. Choke of the
number one choke artist of the week.
Way to Fortnite. Fuck that up. Good job.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well done on completely being useless in that situation.
Yes, absolutely. Congratulations on being awful. You get nothing.
I'm choking on a perfect
you get, all you get is
Pacific
us all
Standard.
Laughing at you. That's all you get.
We should have a bit. I think we should have like a little prize. I've been looking into pins, like badges, and potentially getting badges created for some of my emotes. I was thinking that we could have a choke emote enamel pin, and it could be exclusive to the winners of the choke of the week. MB Hammer and Sarch had the idea of doing this for keyrings, but I don't know. I think maybe we could do badges as well. I need to look into it more. But
we're recording all of the winners, so we can go back retroactively and just pick up any prizes that need to be given
exclusive,
out.
Exclusive badges.
I'm going to head to the phone bank, boys.
Yes,
enjoy the rest of your sections.
Okay.
Alrighty.
RDT, do you want to do your apple juice minute?
I'll do my apple juice minute. Yeah,
oh,
why
really?
Not?
Of course.
This is my favorite part of the podcast. I look forward to this every 2 weeks.
You know, hold on, let me. You know, when I'm not riding my fixed gear bicycle to my job as a barista at my neighborhood cafe, where we only use locally sourced cage-free coffee beans, I like to sit down to a nice, refreshing beer. I like a beer with enough taste that I can lick my ironic mustache in 20 minutes and reminisce about the last wonderful sip that I took.
Oh, man.
There's only one beer that could truly satiate my underground alternative indie thirst. You know, for being different, but also the same so much the same. And you know, only one beer is really sponsored by Mirror Park, and that would be Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Of course.
This is a fantastic brew for the artist in you. For the person that wants to be first at everything. I like that artist before you. I knew about him when he was still doing mixtapes. I don't care. Pabst Blue Ribbon. The beer for hipsters everywhere. For some reason.
Beautiful. 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 I'm happy with that. That was great.
It is. Can I just ask, because I feel like that might be being lost on me a little bit. Is that like a common advertisement in the US?
What?
Have you taken something and then amended it? Or is just that all
are
your
you not own... familiar with the concept of a hipster?
Yeah, but I just didn't know whether there was some advert or advertisement that already did that same sort of style and you changed the words a little bit to be... No?
No, I don't think so.
This was all original, okay. RDT ad, yeah.
PBR is just known as like the hipster beer.
That's... Right, okay. I didn't know that, but...
You can't be closer to toilet water, can you? Well, we're still waiting for the Natty Week. We're still waiting.
Yeah, that'll come at some point.
How many of these should beers be are you July. Buying every week? Because you theoretically only need one to do Apple Juice Minute.
I got a six pack this week.
Okay, I got a six pack. Bringing it down from the crate.
Last 2 weeks. Yeah, I got a six pack of Bud. I couldn't buy a case of Bud. That was ridiculous. But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this was only $5 and change for 16-ounce, a six pack of 16. So it's technically like 8 beers.
We do not have US style adverts in the UK, that's true. That was fantastic. Apple Juice Minute is becoming one of my favorite. It's the thing I look forward to every single week.
Yeah. Good stuff. You know, what can I say?
I still can't wait for the Natty Week. Watch you sit here the whole show trying to choke it down. Just trying to choke it down.
Back when I was in high school, you know, that's how that's going to go.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, no, you don't want it. It's bottom of the barrel. Okay. Like you're scraping the bottom of the barrel on that one.
Let's do Bruffy's Racing Corner, because it is the Canadian Grand Prix this weekend. So okay. I expect that you'll all be watching that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Formula One.
We didn't talk about
Monaco. Are we going to talk about our expectations for it? I didn't watch Monaco.
I didn't really miss too much. Monaco doesn't really do much. But Canada's usually quite an interesting race. It looks like the Mercedes and Ferrari are quite close again.
Well, didn't something happen with Lewis Hamilton where, like, he didn't qualify?
Hamilton was way off his game in Monaco. He was just terrible. He managed to come back and finish sixth, I think it was. Or was it seventh?
Yeah, he started 14th?
He started 14th, yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't do good, which is good.
I mean, that's pretty fucking good if he came back to sixth.
Yeah, I mean,
14th.
Especially in Monaco, I guess. That's true, but...
Yeah.
Monaco never really... Oh, yeah, the Indy 500 was the same weekend as Monaco. Does anybody actually tune into that? No, I didn't see Alonso.
A rough one.
Buffy's Racing Corner just falls flat on its face every single week.
Yeah, it does. Look, I'm sorry.
Hey, the Spanish GP was a good conversation. I think we did well that week.
Yeah, it was okay.
Can I have some new guests, please?
Do
I have any racing guests, please?
We are not guests.
I did that on purpose.
Listen, I'm always here in the background if you need any extra.
But you don't watch. You've sworn off Formula One, so don't give me that nonsense.
I watched the Monaco Grand Prix. I'll have you know. Thank you very much.
No, you can't come back into it now after saying you've sworn off it and try to.
Oh, is it
back.
An exclusive club? Is it?
It's an exclusive club. Yeah.
It's an exclusive club.
You watch every race.
I'll shut up then. You watch every race or you're out. I'll watch the
Canadian Grand Prix this weekend.
I've got 2 friggin' weeks to watch the Canadian Grand Prix.
You do. There's no excuse this time. You've got plenty of time.
I'll try my best to watch
Le Mans is coming up very shortly as well. 24 hours of Le Mans.
Le Mans.
I am... That's like saying Grand Prix.
Yeah.
the Le Mans Grand Prix. Canadian Grand Prix. We'll get watching it, and then we'll talk about it next weekend if it's interesting. If it isn't,
I'll try my best.
Sorry, not next weekend. 2 weekend time.
Do you see that guy's name?
What?
Yeah, he's showed up. He's been around.
Oh man,
what a guy.
Oh yeah, alcoholic semen thrower in the chat. He's been
what a guy.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say it, but yeah, you know, whatever.
I'm really looking forward to the 24 Hours of Le Mans. To be honest, it should be fun.
Yeah, what's the? Are they doing qualifying rounds right now or something?
I think is it qualifying this
practice?
No, I think practice. Just yeah, and then they do. It's not like Indy where they do the qualifying the week before. They do qualifying the day before. Like
okay,
most of the
and
things,
the race is Sunday then.
The race is, I think they do the qualifying on the Friday. The race goes from 3 p.m. French time, Saturday, to 3 p.m. Sunday.
3 p.m. French time?
As in European time. Whatever time it is in France right now. Well, just the time in France? Just French time?
It's in Canada, you said, though.
No, Le Mans.
Oh, no, I'm talking Canadian Bam. God. Obviously.
Oh, you two are a disaster. My goodness.
I thought we were still...
Can I get a new host?
I thought we were still talking about Le Mans. Okay, well, Canada, Canadian Grand Prix, that's later on for us in Europe. That's like... I think the practice is on right now. And the qualifying will have just finished like 10 minutes ago, this time tomorrow. And I'll be streaming whilst the race is on. So I'm going to have to watch it afterwards.
You're streaming all weekend.
Nobody say anything in the chat when the race is on, or you will be banned permanently from life.
By me. Nah, not really.
Just banned from everything.
Right, have we got any questions?
Yeah, we got any callers.
Yeah, we have any callers on the Chokey Hazard podcast.
We certainly do. First up is a question from Mr. Happy Geester.
Hello, Happy. You're on the Choking Hazard podcast, the show where we struggle to do the most basic of functions, like breathing. What's your question?
Boy.
Who is your question for, first off? And what is your question?
All right, well, it's for everybody. And so we were talking about on the pod Discord chat about Apple Juice Minute, and somebody brought up about Pisswasser being the best beer, or apple juice, I guess. And that led me to think about, like, what's your guys' favorite knockoff brand of an in-real-life GTA brand? And
so, like, our favorite GTA brand is what you're saying?
Yeah, what's your favorite brand, and why do you like it?
Okay. I know my answer. It's absolutely Bravado.
Of course.
Yeah, of course I can. Of course I can have that as my answer. It's fantastic. The whole marketing campaign of Bravado in the game is so good. Like, the way they work in the auto bailout and everything into the commercials is just, it's fantastic and American, and it makes me so happy. Bravado is the best brand in GTA.
I really don't know.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
I guess I'm going to have to go for Ron Oil, because that's what I've based the championship colors around, because it's a knockoff essentially of Gulf with the color scheme and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's probably what I would go for, the Ron Oil.
I was just gonna say, you can kind of form it to your own wants and needs in terms of how the brand is run. You know, Bravado is already kind of set in stone, but Ron isn't. They've just got a logo and a tagline.
Yeah,
so.
And I really like some of the petrol stations that they have, the gas stations. Some of them are actually, you know, when you actually take some cars there, and we got some shots in various locations for, you know, the MCC cars and promotional stuff when we do the teams and all that kind of stuff, which will be happening for season 4, no doubt. They are quite good. I quite like them. So I like the style and the design of them and everything like that. So I think Ron is probably what I would go for.
RDT, do you have an answer?
Yes, I do. I had to look it up because I wasn't exactly sure what the name was. But
It's not going to be Patriot Beer, right?
No. Yeah, I had to look up Patriot Beer.
Well, I was assuming that Patriot Beer would be your go-to, but...
God. Okay. No, that's not my go-to. I actually just recently saw this when I was flying around doing, like, crate pickups or whatever. But it was a Goldman Sachs parody, and it's called Schlongberg Sachs.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that is just ridiculous. And the fact that they put that into the game, I think, is amazing. The people at Rockstar, the people that write stuff.
Yeah, you've got to give them a lot of credit.
Yeah.
You've got to give them
funny
credit.
Shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I bought a piece of artwork, which is the Rockstar logo made up of every single brand in the game.
Really?
It's pretty fucking big. I'll throw it up on Twitter after the stream. But I absolutely love the job that Rockstar have done with the branding in the game, particularly in GTA 5 with all the cars having their own brands and whatnot.
Yeah, it is very, very, very good. It's a shame that they don't put the cars in the right classes for those brands. Yeah, it is. It's good. Thank you for the question. RPG.
Yeah, that was a great question.
I'd say the Epsilon program is really good, too.
Oh, yeah, Epsilon's really, really good.
I don't know what that's a parody of, though.
Scientology.
Scientology.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, as I was saying that.
Yeah, you realized, and you couldn't stop.
I was like, I don't... go back.
Next question. Who have we got next?
Yeah, what's our next question?
Next question.
Do you want to take this one?
No, I don't.
Well, you're going to.
Next question is from Mr. Master Ferret.
Oh, Mr. Master Ferret, welcome to the Choke and Hazard podcast. We are certified in CPR, and how are you doing?
I mean, that's pretty much better than what I would do off the bat.
Who's your question? Who is your question for, and what is your question, Master Ferret?
My question is directed towards Bruffy, because he actually drove the two remakes of his tracks on the Patreon stream on Wednesday. For turn one, which... out of the props that was used for turn one, which one do you think was better, in your opinion?
Damn it, I can't remember. I can't remember the tracks. I can't remember the... I can remember the tracks, but I can't remember
this
the
guy.
First corner.
This guy.
Nonsense. Listen, when I'm streaming, it's...
Choke.
It's difficult to take into account every single thing that's going on and notice every single detail of everything that's on the screen. I have no idea. Hang on, let me try. There's no way I'm going to be able to find the part of the stream, the video. Where is it? I don't know. I can't remember. Last time, last GP, we have had... don't say new host in the chat. We have had some quite interesting recreations of my circuits recently. Olympic GP has been recreated twice, once on Xbox and then once on PS4. And then LSGP got some recreations on PC. It's
yes.
What? Hashtag new host. God damn it. You scums. What? Whilst I try to find this, so I can actually see
can
the
describe
see the tracks,
props, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna when I find it.
What? I wasn't talking to you. You don't know. You don't know where you are. I was talking to Ferret.
You don't know where you are. I'm trying to find them so I can see them.
So describe what turn is it? What track is it?
LSGP.
Classic.
And what turn?
Like mine, turn
up
on.
The hill.
Turn one. So the uphill turn. The uphill left-hander.
Yeah.
Okay, so what props
okay,
do
I'm
you
I'm seeing
use?
One of them now.
I use some stunt roads. Actually, two of them side by side. One's angled in order to hide rumble strips. And it was pretty much smoothened out, and mine is pretty much flat when you're going into it, not being uphill that much.
It was like a banked corner.
I'm never slightly. Letting any questions no, through no. about tracks ever again. It's never,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
never gonna happen.
I think that's a good strategy.
I think we should go back to the first LSGP ever that didn't even have a chicane.
LSGP Classic, yeah. With
no,
the
not even
on.
Classic.
Not even,
not even Classic.
OG Classic.
OG.
The one before everybody thinks that they know. The one where only the true OGs know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
without
see,
the
not,
chicane.
I'm not a true OG, so.
The same turn as drag kings or yeah. drag queens.
Drag kings, yeah.
And whatever. Bruffy wears blue hair, so. But yeah, drag kings of Los Santos.
Okay, I'm seeing both of them now. I mean, I think Alice GP is my preferred of the two.
I did like Alice. Alice was really good.
Yeah. But the benefit of both of those tracks is that the first corner of LSGP is more open on the Apex because both of the tracks were made on PC and have removed...
Woo! PC! I knew that was coming. I knew that poll was removed. And if Ferret came in here, I was like, he removed that poll, didn't he?
Yeah, the poll was removed on both of the recreations, and it makes it better. If Rockstar gave us the ability to do that on all platforms, it would just make
sense. Yeah, let's not get
better.
Into that again.
Yeah,
that's
not
I think we've talked about that every week.
But they're both better than current LSGP, where you have to go around the lamppost because it's more tight. But you know, you can't. This is the thing when it comes to creating the tracks is that my tracks especially have to be exactly the same on all three platforms, so I can't take advantage of any PC scumbaggery.
excuse you.
because then they wouldn't be the same across all the platforms. But I think I prefer the Alice GP version slightly, but they're both pretty similar with that poll removed. We need polls removed. We need them removed on we need the ability to do that. Come on, Rockstar. Come on. This is not difficult. It's already in the game.
No rant. No.
We know you're watching. We know you're watching.
That's our question. That's your answer. Thank you for your question, Ferret. Appreciate it. Here's our next caller.
Our next caller is the one Mark. However, the one Mark doesn't really have a question. Just be ready.
Okay. The one Mark. Can you tell us your question that isn't really a question? I guess not.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Okay,
I guess we can't. No. All right, thanks for your
thanks. Thanks for your question. Thanks.
He's trying. He's trying to light up. What is this?
What's happening?
Shenanigans are afoot. I guarantee it.
You're unmuted now. The one Mark. You can talk if you want to.
We've got dead. Some. So now our guests are choking.
The
now
sexual tension is killing me right now.
The sexual tension.
Ooh.
Oh, I saw him light up.
Yeah, he's lighting up repeatedly, but... Come on, Mark.
One Mark, do you want to close Discord and reopen it, and I'll bring you back in?
I'll just repeat his question to us.
Geo Viper, that was totally not a question. You nailed it. He actually did.
Yes,
he
nailed it. Question. He hasn't said anything, so therefore it's not a question.
We're going to stretch a little bit.
Speaking of LSGP... What layout do you guys prefer out of the LSGP that was used in MCC Season 1 with the crossover, or MCC Seasons 2 and 3, the new version of it? I'm not talking about specifically the stunt versions or how the props are or anything like that, but just the actual layout, and I'm asking the chat as well, the layout specifically... Which do you think is better?
I like the non-classic one. I like the
without a doubt crossover.
Yeah,
crossover.
Yeah, I knew he would want
100 times.
Yeah,
it's a much better track.
What if you were to take out the crossover and like say it was to be not the actual crossover, so it was like the same layout but without the potential for hitting anybody? Would you still prefer?
That could probably be pretty good.
If you put a little bridge going out of the
tunnel? Say there was a bridge.
Would
that would be fine. Would
the original
be better?
That one. 100
can I make
times.
A special request? Can any of the tracks please smooth over the median in the lead down towards the tunnel? Because that's my most hated bit.
Okay.
Most hated bit.
That is a tough
track.
Keep
it in
mind. Once you get it.
All right, so has Mark got himself sorted?
Mark seems to be sorted out, so I'm just going to drag him back in.
Bring him back in. Who's your question for? What's your question? It's not a question. Go.
Hello, hello. Is this working now?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to the show.
God damn it. But that's how, that's the start to obey to start, you know, with the choke.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's how we want it.
All right. So he was choking. Okay. First of all, hello, everybody. Thanks for letting me in here. It's not really a question. It's more of a thank you for you, Bruffy, and for pretty much everybody else in the community. Cause,
yeah, well, I guess we haven't sucked Bruff's dick in this episode. So finally, we can get to that at the very end.
Shut up, Noss. Shut up. Let him speak.
Of course you want to hear him fucking talk.
We've waited for this.
More or less actively in here since like 6 months. And it all started with the GTA Man video that he put up about
great
GTA
friend
YouTubers.
Of the show, might I say. GTA Man, great friend of the show.
Oh, yeah. He had a video where it was about the GTA YouTubers stealing content, time, slaps, tracks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, he mentioned Bruffy's channel. And I remembered that I once or twice saw a couple of his videos for the Top Speed stuff, of course. And he said, subscribe to him, watch his stuff, and he's also live streaming. So that's how I got into it. I watched a couple of live streams and figured, damn, this is fun and super interesting. I liked the way the rules were set up, and especially pretty much the persona in himself. I mean, Bruffy is just an interesting, funny guy, and there's always something interesting going on, especially during those streams.
I knew you were going to say something.
Overall, this pretty much saved GTA for me because I was pretty much done with the game. Then came the stunt update that was pulling me back in with the stunt racing and stuff. And from there on, I moved towards here. I think I'm not ready for Noto yet, but at least I can drive a little bit better and a little bit faster. This stuff is working.
It was really just a thank you. To Bruff and the overall community.
You know that you can join Noto at any skill level. Don't think that you're not ready for it yet. Just jump right in.
I'm doing it slow.
Okay. You're doing it at your own pace. That's true. But thank you.
We're getting a little too deep into the analogy I put forward. I think we might want to back it up.
Let's have some Bruffy loves.
It's just super, super interesting. I mean, the community is pretty much worldwide. I know people from Australia, Russia, America. I myself are from Germany. So I love this stuff.
Tello Vivo Jr., I said hi. You all know each other over there, don't you?
Probably.
Well, thank you so much, man. That's very kind.
Let's get some Bruffy love in the chat.
Really
give him some hearts, guys. Like that. Give him some hearts.
You get lost sometimes with what you're doing, and then you get a comment on YouTube that's particularly nice and says something like that. And I guess we've never had one in person like this, but it is really nice to hear that.
Over 100,000 people are not staying because you produce bullshit, you know? 100,000 people are staying because they're interested in your content.
And I'm happy for that because I am a consumer of YouTube content myself, and I like to watch other people on YouTube. And for me to be able to do that for other people as well and you know, provide entertainment for people, it's really nice. Thank you. Now I'm getting all...
No, thank you. I really had a warm welcome here inside the community, and
we do have a very good community. I've got to say that. It's
amazing. I mean, every stream is
community's better than Bruff, to be honest.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I'm nothing without the community, without you guys.
And I know you always say it's not about winning, especially during the stream races. And you're absolutely right. It's about participating and having the fun.
Yeah,
but still. Picking a little win once in a while makes you feel better, you know, because you feel that you can compete.
I don't know what that feels like. I imagine it feels good. I imagine winning feels pretty good.
I saw a couple of your streams. You were a choker too, but you're also fast. Come on.
I'm not fast, please.
Good.
Thank you very much for the love.
Enjoy the day, everybody. Yeah. Thank you for letting me in.
And continue enjoying the content.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that was not expected. That was a question.
Now that you have climaxed, it's time to end the show.
God.
Necessary. This has been... Do you know what? I've got to say, considering we had absolutely no plan of what to talk about in this podcast and we thought it was going to be terrible, I've enjoyed this. I think I enjoy these podcasts what? The most.
Wait, you thought this was going to be terrible?
Well, no, I didn't think it was going to be terrible, but I thought...
I thought it was going to be terrible.
We did, you know, it probably wasn't as good. I didn't think it might have been as good as some of the other ones that we'd done, but I've enjoyed it at least, even if nobody else did. Everyone listening or watching on YouTube afterwards just thinking, well, that was terrible. I enjoyed episode whatever it was, 4. I don't know.
At least I enjoy all of them. Fun.
At least we're having fun. If we're having fun, it's all that matters.
Stick to gameplay. Jesus.
Yeah, we need to stick to gameplay. Now, next week, here's your assignment, all right? You need to do it before you leave. You need to get us a screen where we can be at the bottom and watch the choke of the week. And other things.
Yes, you have bro. 2 weeks.
No, listen, this is why I was saying I should do this for when we come back. Because I'm going to have to reset, I'm going to have to set everything up just standard on the surface. So to add that into it, I'm going to wait until we get
transfer
back.
Transfer over your OBS settings file?
I can, but then I need to fine tune it with the video things. It's not easy. So the next time that we actually do a podcast, we're going to have to actually be on half an hour before like we normally are, but I'm going to have to make sure. It's going to be tricky, is what I'm saying. So, I'm going to wait until I get back home on the main PC, and then I'll start out a screen with you guys whilst we're watching the Choking Hazard podcast, the Choke of the Week, even.
So next week, we're going to become, or in 2 weeks... To RDT's dismay, we will be coming to you, or at least Bruff will, from a new location.
Yeah,
everybody's got a new
Sweden.
Location but me. I'm stuck in the goddamn trailer.
I'm stuck in the goddamn trailer. All right, and on that note, we shall end it there. Do you want to say goodbye?
Guys? Yes! Self-promotion!
Self-promotion. I always try to end it before this happens.
Sugar underscore free nuts. Don't spell out the underscores. You need to come watch. I'll be live tomorrow. 8. Come watch, you'll be good. I'll be in the Banshee, multi-class race, Blaine County, a track made by some scum. Let's go.
All right, shut up, Nas. No one cares anymore. God. Jeez. Everything's in the RSS feed and the description of the video.
Look at him grabbing that mic stand like it's life depending on it. Squeezing the life out of it.
Yeah, RDT with the description, though. He wasn't even just self-promoting. He was saying everything in the description.
Right now, or watching this YouTube video, you can take my viewership from 5... to 6, so please.
That's all it takes.
So please.
Alright guys, say goodbye.
Goodbye everybody.
See you later guys, see you in 2 weeks.